Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ki Yisharim Yishkinu Oretz Usmimim Yivasuva. Those who are Yisharim will reside on the land. Those who are Tmimim will remain there. Yisharim him bale seichel chachamim bale tachbulas. V'haderech kasha yotzim l'molchama. Borim bale seichel chachamim bale tachbulas l'molchama. So Yisharim are people who are insightful, who can strategize. V'lachen yishkinu aretz. Kloma afu b'sheyatzu l'molchama, yiyuch mikol mokom yuchozum v'yishkinu b'aretz. I don't know whether the Gaon sees this this mashmos independently in yishkinu, or if it's just the contrast to the yivasru. But certainly given that contrast to yivasru, which implies that there's no displacement, that there's just an ongoing, steady, continuous presence. So the Yisharim, meaning Yishkinu, that they will come back and reside there. By contrast, again, the Gaon is about to explain what the metaphoric milchama is. Usmimim, but first the second half of the pasuk. Hem holchim b'ha-holchim b'derech tamim ve'enem ba'alei seichel. Again, it's not intended in the pejorative way that it seems at first. If you take a look on the note here, meaning that they're not strategists. Ve'en darkim sheyetzu l'molchama l'chein oma yivasru ba. Period. V'hainu. Here, I don't know, we'll read it together. I don't have a grasp on I don't have a grasp on this. V'hainu ha-yisharim hema omdim es Hashem b'seichel v'omed daitam umidaseihem. Afal pi shehem yetzu midarech ha-mitzua, at times, they will incline to an extreme. They'll veer from the mitzua, from that middle path, kichen tzarcha adam, because that is really an appropriate and proper course of action. Kasher rotza lishpa oso tava umida. If a person sees himself at one extreme, the only way to overcome that and correct that mida is ef shalish ba al ba hakka ad hakse ha akhron she ba os mida vetava. However, ein zod der tova lios bikse akhron, but to remain at the opposite extreme is not right either. Lachena ma yishkenu oretz shachar kach kasher horgulu bahen yachzu lemitzua kemo shekasav harambam bilchus deyos. Right, the Rambam in Perek Beis of Achuz Deos describes how if a person finds himself off center in one direction, the way to correct that is temporarily to head in the opposite in the direction of the opposite extreme. Usmimim of the second half of the pasuk, Hema Ovdim es Hashem b'tzmimus ve'ein yodim lasos ra. Ve'enem somchem al sichlam klal, heim holchem tomid b'derech ha-mitzua kefi asher kosuv ba-Torah, heim yivasru ba. They remain there in the sense, again, that their presence there is continuous, shelo yetzu klal min ha-mitzua. So what needs just to be understood here is that, again, as the Gaon himself just presented earlier, to be yotze min hamitzua as a temporary measure is is correct. So it's obviously not something laudable to say that the Tumimim never do that if that's something which at times is supposed to be done. So how do we understand this half of the Pasuk? See, unless what the Gaon means that the Tumimim, meaning from the earliest youth, that Tumimus expressed itself in such a fashion that they were always b'darach hamitzua, and because of that, they have no need for this corrective measure. If that is what Pshat Nagon is, and it seems to be mukhrach here, because otherwise it's not laudable that the Tumimim never intentionally veer from the Derech HaMitzvah. If that were the case, so then it would be an interesting contrast. If you look at the beginning of Hilchos Deos, so the Rambam begins as follows. Deos harbe yesh l'chob echad v'echad b'mnei adam. There are many different character traits, many different dispositions, and we all have these dispositions. There's no such thing as the different character types, the different dispositions are very far apart from each other. So, for instance, Yesh Adam Shubal Chema Kores Tomid, Yesh Adam Shadaitom Yushavasalav Ena Kores Klal Vimkas. Some are so excitable, so irritable, that they're constantly becoming angry, and others are so unfeeling as to the point of being apathetic. On the other hand, Yeshu tohor gof b'yosa. Yesh b'yesh bal nefesh v'chovah shel tispa nafsha mekol momen ha'olam kinyan shenema oev kesef liyis by kesef v'yesh mekatzer shedayo afilu dova muad shelo yaspik lo v'lo yirdo flahase kol tzarka. V'yesh shuhu masagi v'atzmo b'vav, v'kovetz al yado, v'enu ocho putu mishalo el v'tzar godo. The person is so stingy that he's stingy even with himself. V'yeshu ma'abid kol malmona b'yado l'dayto. V'al drachim elu sh'or kol adeos, k'gon maholal v'onen, v'kili v'shoa, v'achzori v'rachman, v'achleva v'amitzlev, v'chol kayotzevahem. So Zalamim is describing sort of the natural types. Ultimately, the Rambam tells us, of course, in Halacha Dal, that Hadarach HaYashor HiMidu Beinanesh HaBachol Deya V'Deya. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap is a very interesting Ha'orah. He says, when the Rambam is describing initially in Halacha Aleph the different types, why doesn't he also describe the people who get angry all the time? There are people who are apathetic. And then there's some people who naturally strike the right balance. When the Rambam talks about that there are people who are big balei taiva, they're basically hedonistic, and other people are ascetic. And why doesn't the Rambam say? And then there are people who strike the right balance. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap says, the mashmas of the Rambam is that no one is born centered. No one is born right on target. Everyone needs to be misaken his midos. Okay, in which direction and to what degree? So then we all differ. We all differ. I mean, there's two directions, but there's an endless number of degrees. So we all differ. Ad kan dvarav shel Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. L'chora, I know the mashmos and the gon here in terms of his description of this type of tmimim seems to be different, because if that's true, so then there's not really room for someone who's tumim in the way that the gon is describing and defining that he's never yotze midarach hamitzua, because we all need to be yotze midarach hamitzua. Some of us are too inclined to anger, and because of that, we need to work on temporarily at least capping what would otherwise be a normal level of emotional reaction. Some of us are overly generous, and because of that, need to temporarily have a really, really harsh discipline in terms of spending money, and some of us are the opposite. So then everyone needs to be yotzei min hamitzua, according to this he'orah of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap in the Rambam. And yet from the Gaon is mashma, I don't know, unless there's a different and more correct understanding of the second half of the pasuk. Okay, so we'll stop here. So Blina and Ritz Hashem at 12:30 in the tent of Elsa. Have a very good, productive morning of Elsa, and be well, be safe, Bezos Hashem.